Welcome everyone to this tour presented by Here Are Houston. Today we have with us the Alphas. They are members of a new cosmic religion dedicated to promoting the vibrational ascension of humanity's frequency. They frequently pass from a heightened third dimensional frequency to a quanta energy level that encompasses the knowledge of a unified universe. Through these means, they have been able to acquire knowledge of the Voltwangs, who were the original colonizers of the area where Skydive now stands. This is a very enlightened walking tour of visible history in the Voltwangs' original Earth colony at the intersection of Shepherd and Richmond here in Houston, Texas. Voltwangs are one of the primary extraterrestrial colonizers of the Bayou City, living among us for years, both influencing and being influenced by our local culture. V's are the primary unit of language of the Voltwangs. This particular marker is a modern script that signifies their influence to the area. During our tour, we'll see evidence of their influence here. We have markers here.
Ooh.
And here. And then here as well. So as you can see, it signifies a very important corner.
My name is Brother A, a member of the Alphas. As you can see, when you look to your right, you can see the V sign on the Whataburger sign. Right below it, you have some arrows pointing to the left. If you look right in front of you, you'll see that Star Pizza also has an arrow pointing to the right. These arrows mark, define the territory of the Voltwangs. Now we're going to teletransport ourselves across the street into the most well-known Voltwang landing site called Star Pizza. Brother B, will you enlighten us with the information that you know about this landing site?
Star Pizza is the epicenter of Voltwang gustatory warfare on Earth. Humans love pizza, and the pizza is loaded with carbohydrates that expand in the human stomach. It is flavored with acidic juices that disrupt the digestive system. Heavy doses of cheese form balls in the human digestive system, making it impossible for them to expel the previously mentioned toxins. While the spicy meat and sausage poisons the flesh of their bodies and helps to fatten them so that they are slow to run away and easy to hunt. At the time, pizza was at the leading edge of gustatory warfare technology. However, since the Voltwangs have expanded into Whataburger, cheese tater tots, potato chips, succulent fats and simple sugars of all kind to delight the human mind and lead them to our way. Descendants of the Voltwangs are genetically impervious to such weapons, and the recently trendy skinny jeans were invented as a mistranslation of the Voltwangian genes that keep them skinny. Where at one time nomadic hipsters believed they could truly inoculate themselves from Voltwang tactics through this apparel, it is now still understood through starving hipster circles as nonetheless beneficial for camouflaging themselves as a Voltwangian lineage. Interestingly, this tactic has evolved since the JNCO trend of the early 90s, which attempted to disguise Voltwangs as humans and to dupe Voltwangs into believing humans were them, essentially by playing dead. This trend ended with the tangled illegibility of the crossfire.
It's Brother A again. So we're going to continue our tour. Palm trees are the traditional fauna of the Volhynians. For the nature of their upward pointing V's that point to the origins of the Volhynians in a manifold praise.
This is Sister C. We are at the corner of South Sandman and Norfolk. We will be heading across Shepherd, a rather trafficy street, to observe some architecture that is slightly softer than the hard-lined V of the Volhynians. As we make our way to the shrine of the female Volhynian goddess, Norwang Sangrad, please notice the ornate stylings. Followers were influenced by the organic landscape around them of the original Gulf swamp lot, as well as the supple curves of the plump inhabitants. This sect of softer Volhynians called themselves the Sangmad, after their goddess. The conversation remains between the strict sect of purely linear aesthetic and adherence to tradition, and the Sangmad, who believe in the more organic, rococo, fluffy, and allowing approach. Now we're next to the Whataburger, and we can observe to our left the fluffier approach I was just discussing, and to our right, the very hard-line double V of the Whataburger. Feels very blended at this place. I wonder if perhaps this was a quieter ground where both sects of Volhynians could come and share ideas without worrying about their differences. What a fascinating feeling.
It was before your time.
Hey, all right.
It was bad times back then.
Yeah.
I have no doubt.
You can see that the premises themselves have been closed after an escalating competition of ritual virgin sacrifices between traditional Volhynians and reactionary Sangmad. The belief was that the truest tribe would run out of virgins last.
Okay. Now we will head across the street to the Cactus Music at Portsmouth and South Sandman. You'll see in the window of Cactus Records a morning flag by the Sangmad, who believe at the time authorities arrived on the scene, they were in fact ahead in the competition by 1.5 virgins. As we walk past Cactus Music and look to our left, you'll see perfect evidence of the Sangmad's belief that the V's should actually be more curved and give them a more organic look.
Down this alley, you will notice one of the many infrastructural advancements of the Volhynians that help connect their satellites to their stations, both here and underground where the civil servants' office are. They sit at desks and spy upwards through the portholes you can see.
These portholes are the way to the subterranean headquarters.
As we approach Richmond and Sandman, across the street, you can see an early example of a Volhynian-funded dog temple, a remnant of early belief in peacekeeping efforts with the natives. The Volhynians observed that dogs must be the gods of our planet, as they are treated like babies, and attached their owners subserviently behind them with tethers when they go out to walk, and even their defecations are collected preciously in bags, and then in city-regulated receptacles to be displayed and worshipped in the museums of wastewater. Advancements are still being made in Volhynian humanitarian efforts by wide rings of extravagantly luxurious doggy daycares, boutiques, bakeries, and salons.
As we round the corner to the left, before Richmond, on Sandman, and you peek inside the windows of 2121 Richmond Avenue, If you look in the windows of the abandoned storefront at 2121 Richmond, you will see on the walls the ancient cave paintings of the Sage Madge, one of which depicts the human stomach filled with pizza and exploding. It's a beautiful depiction, very artistically done. You can tell that the Sage Madge really, really were excited about the destruction of the humans. The illustrations that appear to be a lowercase b in human letters depicts the illustrations that appear to be a lowercase human b represent a profile image of humans with their pot bellies and their small heads on top. To the right of that, you will see what appears to be the result of the humans overeating.
So we keep walking through these abandoned premises, and as we approach 2133 Richmond, you can peek in and look inside the window and see that this shop was a ritual mating site. Upon arrival in our city, the Volwanians were stupefied by the most erotic earth-derived tool found, the roller skate. After all, roller skates were rarely seen outside of their designated dimly lit temples with carpeted walls, worshipped by pubescent teenagers under strobe light and soft rock hits. At birth, the most wealthy elite of Voltwing offspring are presented with their own pairs of roller skates, locked in the mating hall's boxes until ripening age. Voltwing put arrange their couplings by roller skates marked with V coatings. This tradition still continues today, although you can tell that the Voltwings are significantly more conservative in their traditions, with full sunlit windows and austere brick motif iron pattern to signify a scientific reliance on population building blocks rather than a lascivious pleasure act.
We now approach 2137 Richmond Avenue. This was the Olympic racetrack for starfish, Voltwing's prize animal form, from which their namesake Star Pizza is derived. As starfish were highly venerated, starfish racing was Voltwing's most titillating Olympic betting sport. The track, however, was shut down soon after opening, as it proved to be too large and too unwet for Earth's species of starfish, and had to be moved to a more practical location. We don't talk about what happened here, but the curtains are hung in the V morning pattern, as you can see. So now we pass under the main thoroughfare for the court. We can see the upturned V-shaped arches mirrored in the downward pointing V-shaped arches of the fluorescent light fixtures. We are making our way toward what is now a parking lot, but was the original landing spot of the Voltwings.
You may feel a chill coming through the thoroughfare. You might think it's just a breeze because it is a breezeway, but really, it's the spirits of the virgins.
Once again, this used to be their landing strip, but as you can see, it's populated with palm trees that as well point out to the heavens on a V shape.
Inside this darkened glass is a former Voltwing prison where miscreants were placed and they were tormented with K karaoke renditions of popular songs. Volt-wing parents would bring their children here to walk past the halls and hear the screams of the condemned as a lesson in morality and obedience. We're walking through the thoroughfare. You can see that the incidence of V events intensifies and then de-intensifies as you walk away from the landing strip. One can almost feel a palpable drone of V in this place. The breeze is even cooler here.
Now that we've gone through the final thoroughfare, we're facing Shepherd once again. We will walk across the street carefully, through the parking lots, and back to Skydive where we began. If you look behind you as you're walking back to Skydive, you will see the ice cream shop. The V shape of the cone, of course, represents heavy cream being carried.
We, the Alphas, have been able to tap into this knowledge through our transcendental meditation practices. One important thing to point out is that the sign, the V shape of the Volt Wings, is very similar to the Alpha sign. As the A points are upwards, the V points downwards. They come from heaven, and we ascend to heaven as we communicate with them.
As the Alphas raised our own harmonic levels, our own harmonic resonance to new levels, that resonance converged with the resonances of other beings, extraterrestrial species, among them the Volt Wings. Through this medium, we were able to communicate. After the era of gustatory warfare, the Volt Wing graduated to using human words and phrases in order to shape human behavior toward their own ends. They redesigned our basic concept of ideas such as food, sex, and power. It then became no longer necessary for the Volt Wings to enforce their way through violence. Having controlled the basic ways to approach ideas, they no longer found it necessary to use gross means of coercion.
As we've almost approached our destination, which was also the site of our launch, I'd like to remind you that Skydive serves as an informal institute of Volt Wing learning. They have archaeologically accomplished the excavation of more knowledge from the Volt Wing era than any other institution in the city. Here at the crux of the Volt Wing epicenter is where you can truly feel their presence in our home.
As we make our way back toward Norfolk, you can see on the Star Pizza sign the telltale arrow pointing you home.
We, the Alphas, would like to invite you to join us on a transcendental meditation practice on October 28th of 2011, exactly at 11:11 a.m., which happens to be the awakening code. On that day, our planet will be perfectly aligned with the sun and with the center of the galaxy. Join us. It's time to surrender to a new train of thought. It's time for ascension. It's time for truth. It's time to live your life at the fullest with the Alphas.
Manshura mataka
wahi
ramatai.
Manshura
mataka
wahi
balala halmai.
Manshura
mataka
wahi.
Rabada kalmayi.
Hurry, 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 hurry.